Hi, I'm Lee Heron from Clemson University, Department of Mechanical Engineering. I'm in the fifth year of my doctoral program with a thesis title of Inkjet Printing for Organ Fabrication. Today, almost 115,000 Americans are waiting for organs for transplantation. That is two large football stadiums worth of people. 18 people die per day from that list. That is one person dies every 80 minutes. And that is predicted to continually get worse in coming years. The lucky ones who do receive an organ have to take large doses of immunosuppressants, which is a medicine to tell your body not to reject the foreign organ. That is heavy medication and comes along with serious side effects that requires constant surveillance from doctors. And in 10 to 15 years, the lucky organ receiver has a 50% chance of needing to get that organ replaced anyways. The question is there a better way to replace a failed organ? The answer is yes, actually there is, using the same technology as an inkjet printer. Let's say you need a new kidney. We would take your own cells and culture them in a lab. Then we would put your cells in a fluid suspension. We call that mixture bio-ink. Then we print the bio-ink into a dish with a substance that will chemically turn the bio-ink droplets from a fluid into a gel. This gel is the scaffolding for the cells, so we can print layer by layer to get the desired kidney geometry. The gel is still seated with your cells and has small pores for allowing nutrients to access the cells. The organ is then put in an environment where the cells can fuse together and be programmed to function just as a kidney would. Once this new kidney is surgically transplanted inside you, the biofriendly gel scaffolding will dissolve safely in your body. The beauty of this method is there's no risk of rejection, since after all, it is made of your own cells. I'd like to acknowledge my main advisor, Dr. Yang Huang, and my co-advisor, Dr. Nicole Kutris, and I'm thankful for a wonderful funding source called the National Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellowship Program.